Hare Krishna. For the cynic, the truth lies in the heart. There are people who are inveterate cynics. Inveterate means that from a very deep-rooted point of view, they are very cynical. So skepticism means to be doubtful of things. Cynicism means not to be doubtful about things, but to be certain about the negativity of things. So cynics ascribe the lowest motives to even the noblest actions. And with such cynics turn towards religion and God, they try to do their cynical analysis, and then they come up with the idea that God is just a concoction that has been made to give strength to weak-minded people who can't face the reality of his non-existence. So these people are so gullible and they're so cowardly that they can't face the reality. That's what cynics believe. However, what the cynics can't face is their own weak-mindedness. How are they weak-minded? They think of themselves, we don't need any God. We are strong-minded. But actually, you know, weak-mindedness is also in terms of inability to confront oneself. To confront others requires strength, but to confront ourselves requires greater strength. Because when our own cherished ideas of how things are and who we are challenged, it can be very deeply destabilizing. So that's what happens, that's the strength that cynics lack. So they have already come to the conclusion that there is no God and that religion is not just a hoax, but it's an exploitative device. And they just want to believe that. And so whatever they see according to that. And they conveniently ignore the fact that the ranks of the believers have included many, many people who were neither weak-minded nor gullible. Some of the world's greatest philosophers, the world's greatest authors, the world's greatest scientists, many of them were believers. They believed in the existence of God. So these people, their lives demonstrate that they were neither gullible nor weak-minded. So in the case of such evidence, cynics just try to push this evidence under the carpet. So while cynics struggle to explain intelligibly the prevalence of belief, the believers who are guided by Gita wisdom have no difficulty in explaining the cynicism of these disbelievers. So how does Gita wisdom explain the cynicism? The Bhagavad Gita explains that Krishna has given all of us free will, and the perfection of this free will is to use it to serve Krishna and to love Krishna and to get eternal happiness thereof in our eternal identity as souls. However, because love is founded on free will and because Krishna is a magnanimous God, he doesn't intrude in or he doesn't take away our free will anytime. So if we want to enjoy separate from him, and if we think that's what will make us happy, and if we want to believe that falsity, then Krishna allows us to believe that. That's how much he respects our free will. So the Bhagavad Gita explains in 4.11, Ye thamam prapadyante tam sathaiva bhajamyaham mama vartamanu vartante manushya partha sarvashaha. So ye thamam prapadyante, that all people surrender unto me and I reward them accordingly. Tam sathaiva bhajamyaham. What this essentially means is that Krishna reciprocates with our desires. So how does this apply to cynics? That those who want to deny his existence and those who want to defy his will, Krishna allows them to do that. He facilitates them to do that. So how? By resorting to selective fact-finding and deceptive reasoning. That means the cynics look only at those facts which solidify their belief. And those who challenge their belief, they put them aside. And similarly, they don't look at, they use only that reasoning which supports their belief. And by such deceptive fault finding, by selective fault finding and deceptive reasoning, then they thicken the walls of their cynicism that separate them from Krishna. So, for the cynics, thus, the truth lies in the heart. Here, lies means it tells them the false. To lie is to speak a falsity. So, the truth lies in the heart. That means that what they think as a true and what they may even be convinced in their heart is a true, that is actually a lie. And why is that lie there? Krishna says that tasya tasya achalam shraddham tameva vidhamyaham, that Krishna, he says, I give faith to people. So, even faithlessness is a kind of faith, that that the certain conviction that there is no God, that is also a faith. That is, the faithlessness is also a form of faith, and that is given by Krishna to them. So, the truth lies in the heart. That means what they consider as a true is false, and it's false because of their preconceptions and their biases in their heart. Of course, for the cynics, the truth lies in the heart in another way too. You know, that if somehow they can become open-minded, they come in contact with Gita wisdom and they get understanding rationally and experientially of Krishna, then by that, if they turn inwards, they will discover in the innermost recesses of their own heart the truth. What is that truth? The truth not only of Krishna's existence but also of his munificence, that he loves us and he is the supreme object of love. He is a supreme reality, and that truth also lies in their heart. And the choice for them to decide which truth they want to embrace, that is their free will. And Bhagavad Gita can help them to use their free will properly so that they can get the highest happiness and break free from the prison of cynicism. Thank you. Hare Krishna.